Blog Talk Radio.
All right, shalom, everybody. Look, I'm having trouble with my phone today. If somebody can hear me, just push one. I just need you to push one so I can know you can hear me. Can you hear me? out there. All right, I got everybody pushing one. All right, that'll work. Yep, my earpiece is messing up today. Shalom, shalom. What a beautiful first day of the week it is. I'm going to open up some of these mics just and push one. Brother Donia, shalom, shalom. How are you this first day of the week? Brother Urash, shalom, shalom, shalom. How you guys doing?
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. You are not going to believe what happened to us today. Me and Malka was out today, and we were at this grocery store. And we were at the fish department, and I was asking this man about a particular fish. So I said, you know, because I like a certain kind of fish. And she was like, that's not the kind we always buy. So I was like, well, it's probably in the same family because they look alike. I said, but it has to have scales and fins. So this little old lady, she was standing there with her, looked like her granddaughter. And she was like, well, what are you looking for? And I told her the kind of fish we like. I said, but I can't eat it unless it has scales and fins. She said, oh, that's biblical, ain't it? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and we go according to the Bible. She said, really? I said, by the way, if you were descended of the transatlantic slave trade, there's a strong possibility you are too. She said, you know, somebody just told me that a couple weeks ago. I said,
wow.
Really? This thing is moving. You hear me? They was coming from church.
Yes, it is. Wow.
I said, indeed. I said, so I gave her a card. I told her about our show tonight, you know, and I don't know if they're going to call in or not, but she definitely was there. We met her in the grocery store, her and her granddaughter. I told her about the 400 years being up, and the granddaughter or the daughter was really excited. She was like, wow. They was just standing there listening. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Just out of the blue, they just happened to be standing over there, and I'm like, wow, this is really moving at a very rapid pace, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you and Brother Adonia. You know, yesterday when we was, you know, doing the class yesterday, I was sitting there thinking after the class, did you know that California got hit a second time?
Yes, I heard about that this morning. Yes, and they said
yeah.
They don't know if it's even finished yet. They don't even know if that's the end of it because they've had so many tremors, so many aftershocks. But, you know, that's supposed to fall in the water anyway. They've been telling
yeah.
these people that stuff for years.
It was
you know.
Kind of interesting to me to look in the eyes of the reporter that was reporting. There was a news channel that was talking about it, and their station started shaking. And the lady reached over and grabbed the guy, and you could just see the fear in their eyes. And she was saying,
mm-hmm.
"It's time to get under the table." And I'm sitting there saying to myself, "You know, y'all better wake up and smell the coffee." You better wake up and start doing what's right by the children of Israel. You better, because it's so obvious now. You better start doing what's right by the children of Israel because these plagues are coming fast. I ain't going to call them plagues, but these disasters are coming faster and faster and more frequent.
So will. We ain't seen none yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. You just wait. It's going to get way worse than that. This
because
is just the beginning.
Did somebody mention my name? What was the story? What was the topic? I stepped away from the phone.
Oh, he was talking about the earthquakes in California. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. What'd you say?
Earthquakes in California.
Oh, yeah, man. Everything is, I was just getting ready to say we had four things happen. In less than a week. You understand? You had
mm-hmm.
the explosion that happened, you understand, injuring 22 people. Then you had three hurricanes off the coast of California. And it was felt
mm-hmm.
down there in where my daughter's at in Las Vegas.
mm-hmm.
So things are getting real, real,
man. Yeah, it looks like it.
Week.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like we're getting there really quickly. You know?
So if you're sitting on the fence and don't know, you say, ah, this stuff, man, this happened last year, this happened this time, and another. We might want to take another look at it. You understand? You know?
Yeah.
These things, man, you understand? It's just not no coincidence.
Oh, I don't think so. I definitely don't think so. I really don't. They said the magnitude of the earthquake was 7.1.
That is correct.
Wow.
And that's a major earthquake.
Absolutely.
And that's the second one. That wasn't the first one, because the first one was 6.4, mm-hmm. and this one was 7.1.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, what can we do, though? We can't do nothing about it. I mean, because they've been talking about California falling into the fault line and being destroyed for a long time. I mean, serious. Hold on, let me see if I can play this real quick, if you guys can hear this. I'm going to put my phone up here. You let me know if you can hear it. All right, here we go.
Nation's craft.
All right, here we go.
The whole 7.1 magnitude earthquake has hit Southern California, sending terrified residents out onto the streets. That quake caused some damage in a ridge crest on shifted foundations cracked. There were multiple fires there. Some injuries were reported, but thankfully no deaths.
So there's a chance that the worst may not be over. And consider this. We've been on the air for New Day for, 14 and a half minutes now. And in those 14 and a half minutes, there have been 11 aftershocks, the strongest 3.5 magnitude. Experts say that there is a chance that a stronger earthquake, stronger than 7.1, could hit Southern California in the next few days.
Wow. We have never seen a sequence like this suddenly stop, right? So the aftershocks will continue as following a pretty traditional pattern, but on the high side. So if you know, how many aftershocks will you get to a 7? Some of them have just a small number. Some of them have a lot. We're on the upper 50 percentile, and this is definitely a robust sequence that is far from unprecedented. It's just on the high side of average.
And Lucy, can you discuss the aftershocks again, the size of them and how many you've had?
Okay, so far we've recorded 2 that are above magnitude 5, 16 above magnitude 4, and over 50 that are above magnitude 3.
And the chances of another 7 plus in your mind?
There's an estimate, a very preliminary estimate right now of about 10%. About a 1 in 10 chance that we could have another 7 within this sequence. That's calculated for the next week.
All right, there you have it. Hey. But you know, they've been talking about that for a long time, that California was going to go into the ocean. They've been talking about that a long time. You know, let me get this person, area code 602. Area code 602, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you, Sister Ayana and family. Listen, I wanted to say that earthquake, it not only was felt in Las Vegas and Mexico, but it was also felt in Arizona where we are. And I just wanted to say that a lot of reports was coming in that the people in Arizona was feeling dizzy. They had ear ringing. They had like rapid heartbeat. Now, I was one of the ones that had, like, that dizziness. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I didn't know there was an earthquake or nothing. I just know that I had that dizziness. And as a matter of fact, my blood pressure went up. So we don't know what's going on with that, you know. So I don't know if some frequencies or something was coming through. But, yeah, a lot of people in Arizona was reporting that.
So you guys have been feeling some sort of something, an impairment physically has been going on. Ain't no telling. It might have been a change in frequency. A portal could have been opened, anything to that degree, because, you know, you can, if those people who are paying attention, you can feel a shift when the atmosphere shifts. You know what I'm saying? When it's calm and everything's on another level, it's that way. But sometimes you can feel the whole atmosphere shift. So it's a possibility that could happen, you know? You know, so
it was,
who knows at this point what that means?
It was pretty scary. I know that some people thought they were going to have to go to the hospital because of that rapid heartbeat. And I know for me, and me, I was like, I called my grandson. I say, bring me my blood pressure machine quick, you know, because it was just crazy. I just never felt anything like that before. It was just different than the other dizziness spell that I had, you know. So, you know, like when you have vertigo or something, it was just different. It was scary, Joe.
I bet it was. You know, but we getting ready to see a whole lot of stuff change. You know, a whole lot of stuff change. That's crucial. I mean, I hope that you guys are feeling better, you know, and that things are getting better, you know. But as far as these things happening, we really don't know, you know, what's going on. That is not, maybe it may not just be weather. We just don't know. You know, we don't know what that is. It may not just be weather. It could be something else. Especially if it's affecting you all's physical health. You know, you, and it wasn't fear. You, it wasn't anything you were experiencing out of fear, was it?
It wasn't, because, like, for me, I didn't even know it was an earthquake, you know. And then I didn't know until the next morning. And so when that happened to me, I kind of, like, when they say the earthquake happened in California, I kind of, like, looked at the time when I was feeling that, and it was around that same time. But, yeah, we had a lot of reports saying people would have that dizziness feeling and everything like that.
Wow. No telling. I mean, at this point, like I said, the natural and the supernatural are about to collide with each other, and who knows? I just hope, you know, I just know I ain't ready to see nothing yet. I used to say, I want to see something. I just don't know. You know, like Brother Rocky Rock saw what he saw, you know, it tickled me every time I think about that. But, you know, that's a game changer. That's a life-changing moment, you know. It's inevitable that it's coming. You know, we're going to see stuff that we're not used to seeing, and things are going to happen that we're not used to happening. So who knows what it was for real. You know, all of it is pointing to y'all coming back, every bit of it. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it's pointing to. But I hope that you feel better now. You feel better now?
Oh, yeah. We all seem to be feeling much better now, you know. I called some of my other friends and stuff. They say, yeah, they're feeling better, too. Just around that earthquake. I don't know what's going on with that. And the people were saying with their ears ringing, you know, I don't know. It's something about your ears ringing. I don't know what that's a sign of either, but some people were saying that ears was ringing really loud, where some thought they were going to have a stroke. They, oh, they have a stroke. But yeah, some people's ears was ringing. I know mine was kind of ringing, like, before it happened. But, yeah.
Well, you know, that
I just don't understand.
That brings me back to the point where it says that your heart going to faint for what your eyes going to see. Now, it says your eyes, what we going to see. But it could also mean, you understand, what's around us, what happens with us, you know, you understand, and we, you know, the situations that we're not in control of, you understand.
Because clearly we're not running nothing. I mean, clearly, you know, it's just a lot. You know, like you said, really or not, the closer it gets to our senses is ending, the more stuff is getting ready to start happening, because I told y'all, we the key. Everybody and everything and every entity had to wait on Israel. And once Israel fulfills its, I believe in my spirit, once Israel fulfills its 400 years, the gloves is off. Ain't no telling what we going to see.
Did y'all hear about what Netanyahu is trying to do now? He's going to all the European countries to try to get them to put sanctions on or to ramp up the sanctions against Iran.
Yeah. And they over there struggling. They really are struggling. That economy is struggling. They say, you know, it's not to the point where people can't eat yet. But it's definitely getting to that. It's getting bad, you know. Because y'all know it's supposed to be four of them fallen angels in the Euphrates River that's been down there all this time. You know, and it's like, Lord, have mercy, just hold on. Let us get to, you know, hey. I don't know. I meant to tell you all yesterday, I found this little movie on YouTube called The Fallen One. And I just was happening to scrolling down, and it's about the Nephilim and the fallen angels. And it's kind of stupid, but it talks about the fallen angels sleeping with the women and creating the children, and the man finds this giant and digs it up, and then the fallen angel is a regular guy that's in business, and he walks through this portal, and he's trying to revive his Nephilim giant. The giant is 42 feet tall, and it was just strange that came up, and that movie was done in 2005, and it's a free movie. It's on YouTube. It's called The Fallen One. And I'm like, what in the world? You know? So I meant to announce that yesterday when I was on the show yesterday, but you know, after we got off the show, just yesterday's show was strange. That was a strange show. I don't know if anybody else picked up on it, but Sister Lavia did, and I certainly did. The whole atmosphere was just different. And there was more people on there than normal, but I had sent some emails out, but it was a lot of people on that show yesterday. A lot of people, more than usual. You know, how did anybody else feel? Was it just me, or did anybody notice a difference in the atmosphere in the show yesterday? It was a lot easier to do, and it seemed like that everybody was extremely attentive. You know, and they were really absorbing the information. You know, I don't know. How did you guys feel about it? I mean, you know, feedback. I just think that it went very well, but it was just a different atmosphere.
I feel it went very well as well, but yeah, you could feel something different about it. It did feel different, and it felt like everything was. I don't even know how to even put it, but everything was very easily digestible for everybody that was listening. It was just so plain and easy, because I remember telling Sister Rachel, I said, all the shows that we've listened to, that one was in particular really was, it was really good. I mean, all of them are good, but that one there just was so easy to be digested for people. And it was broken down. It was broken down in such a way that it was, you had to come away with something in that class.
That's how I felt. And you know what? I was the presenter, but for me, it was like something else took over. And it was not saying an entity or anything like that, but it was just smooth. It was real smooth, and it was real easy to do, and it was almost like there were people on the show yesterday that needed to understand, and it was made plain enough where it was understandable from everybody. Everybody, you know, that needed to hear that walked away with something like, wow, that was right. I mean, that's how I felt about it anyway. I mean, you know. I that's how I felt. It was just easier. It was an easier show to do for me, but the way that it was put together, because I was really going to deal with the 10 toes and the European Union and all that kind of stuff, but it was more necessary to explain how Yah chose us as a people to be his own. And it was just like, it was real, it was so simple. It was just like 1, 2, 3, ABC. in my opinion. Hold on. Area code 757, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I was going to ask you, I couldn't hear all of it yesterday. I was going to ask you, are you going to, post that?
I did not tape it. And everybody was mad at me because I did not tape it. But I was not led to tape it, you know, because by the time we got to talking, I didn't want to stop in the middle because there was almost like a flow that was going on, and I did not tape it. And they was like, that's one of the ones you should have taped, you know, but we're going to do a part two next week and go over some of the things that we went over last week so that we can keep on flowing into the topic. But, for me, it was really good. I mean, I even got a whole lot of stuff out of that. I really, really did. It was like the Ruach just took over and began and made it plain. It was just plain. You know. So, and I know we had a lot of people on there from the church. Hold on. Area code 919, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to say as well, I thought the show was excellent yesterday. And afterwards, I told my husband and daughter, I wish you all could have been there. It was like puzzle pieces just dropped into place for me. And I did have that sense, because you kept mentioning that there were new people on there, but you know that sense of light bulb going off? I felt the people weren't saying anything. You just had that sense that light bulbs were going off. I really thought it was excellently done.
You know what? All praises to the Most High. And I'm not trying to blow my own horn. Believe me, that's not what I'm doing. Because I even noticed that it was almost like the Ruach was there. Like, she took over, and it was just made so plain. I was like, wow, this is really interesting here, how smoothly this is going, and how all of the scriptures just flowed into each other. You know what I'm saying? I was used now to be able to present it, but it was really the Most High taking over because somebody on that call yesterday needed to understand what this thing was all about, and I believe there was more than one person.
I think it's getting easier for you to explain your point. You understand? When you start believing in what you're saying, then it becomes easier. You understand? To make that delivery, and so everybody will receive it much better. That's what I think.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'm telling you, it was like, wow, you know, this is really, you know, really, really different, you know, and it was just a different class for me, you know, it was just really different, and it was like a paradigm shift. It was almost like we went to another level, you know, and I have been inviting different, you know, I sent a letter to one of the very powerful bishops, you know, in the church, and I sent a letter to him. I don't know if he was on there, but I have been sending letters, emails to different people, you know, and explaining who we are and explaining what's happening, you know. And it wasn't a long letter. It was just, you know, we need you guys to pray for us and please begin to compel your people to store up food and water. It was just something that simple. But, you know, it must have touched, and I did it out of obedience. It wasn't something that, you know, I just sat down and saw something and said, this one, this one, this one. Everything was strategically done, and you could tell that people were there, and some people had their family members there, and you could feel it. You could feel, you know, that they wanted to know. They wanted to understand it. It was just like there was an agreement there where everybody wanted to hear it. You know, so I just wondered if it was just me, you know, or, you know, it was something that I noticed, you know, because like Sister LaVia was saying, you know, I noticed the same thing. It was just a different type of class because, you know, it was really everybody walked away with something. Everybody walked away. I walked away with something, you know, and it was simple. It was done very simple. And I think the powerful part of it was the simplicity of it all. It was very simple, you know. And the Bible said that the Most High uses a simple thing to confound the wise. And that is really true because it was real simple. You know, there was no picture shown. It was none of that. It was just straight scripture that was orated and walked through. And it, like you said, it was like a puzzle, a the puzzle pieces just fell into place, and it was understood. I think everybody that walked away from there said, maybe this is true. Because the lady at the grocery store kind of floored me. She was like, you know, this ain't the first time I done heard this. You know, one of my ladies in my, I don't know what she said at her church. She said one of the ladies that I know, she told me we was the Israelites. I said, yeah, we are the original Hebrew Israelites of the scriptures. And she was, you know, so I mean, you know, it's definitely moving. And people are waking up. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to be a part of the awakening process, because y'all are the ones who wakes them up. You know, we don't do that part, but, you know, to be able to help, to bring some understanding with whatever part we play, because no one person can do it all, but whatever part we play, you know, it was just a blessing. Yesterday was a blessing for me. I felt blessed to be able to be there yesterday. Not that every class is not good, and I enjoy doing it, you know what I'm saying? But yesterday was a little different. I don't know why. I really can't tell why. But it was just a little different. I mean, you guys wasn't asking no questions, and I have learned when you all don't ask questions, it means keep going. So I kept going, you know, and like she said, the pieces came together like a puzzle. And what a puzzle it is. Once we put the whole thing together, it's just a magnificent, you know, storyline. And that's what I told the bishop. I said, this is one of the greatest times in human history, you know, that we will ever experience, being able to be here at this time and be a part of what's getting ready to happen, you know, and that we realize now that the end time tribulation that the Bible speaks about is being held up because we have to fulfill this prophecy. And we are fulfilling this prophecy. It was just a real simple letter. It wasn't anything magnificent, you know. And then I sent some emails out to some other people, you know, that were of different churches. And some of the conscious churches, I sent emails out, you know, explaining to them what we were doing and, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and stuff. So, you know, and I'm going to continue to do that because that's doing the outreach, and you know, and we're trying to let as many people know. And you know, there's also some brothers that are of the street gangs and stuff in California and you know New Orleans and stuff that's on YouTube. And you know, I send them invitations saying, hey, this is what we're doing. All we need all the Hebrews to come together so we can do this. And you know, we meeting in Washington D.C. So you know, just to let people know that we are out there. You know, so I just wanted to say that, you know, so we'll make sure, you know, that everybody knows that we're there. Because YouTube is a great medium to be able to do your marketing through. It really is, because you get to hear these people and their testimonies and, you know, their churches and all kind of stuff. Because, it's you know, the church got to wake up, and it looks like from the looks of things today, the Most High is doing it. He really is. He is truly doing this thing. So it's been a blessing, you know, and we're not finished yet. You know, we have to continue to do what we're doing. But I think that, you know, the more we continue to be obedient and just be here as a medium to talk and to have certain things, you know, in place, you know, the more people will begin to come. Because I'm going to tell you something. My niece ran into IUIC in Cincinnati. And from the report that I got from her, it was a very unpleasant experience. She said the guys just rushed her. She came out of the store, and they was like, hey, sis, you know, do you know who you are? And she was like, yes, I do. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. But what you got them pants on for then if you're a Hebrew Israelite? You ain't supposed to be wearing that. So why your hair ain't covered up? This is how they came at her. Why you ain't got your hair covered up? She said, because I'm in nursing school, and you can't wear your hair covered up in nursing school. I mean, just she had to defend her position, and these are the people that are traveling to the different cities, and this is the approach that these people are doing to the people. They're turning people off. She was like, it was like they all just rushed me. You know, and it's like, that's just unacceptable, you know, to a point, because we have to have another alternative out there, because that's a turnoff to a lot of people. Your mama must not be teaching you right then. You walk around with them pants on. You know, no, there was no display of love. There was no display of, you know, welcome to the family. You know, we on our way, blah, blah. That's not going to work. You know, so we have to be here as another medium of exchange, because that's a turnoff. And she called my sister, like, man, she was like, mommy, it was almost like I had to drive through them to get away from them. And you should never bully anybody into doing anything. You can't steal another person's choice. The Most High gave everybody, each one of us, a right to choose which way we're going to go.
I think, Sister Yang, that they have a misconception of that particular scripture. You understand? I think it says, you understand, you should not wear what pertains to a woman, and a man shouldn't wear what pertains to, a woman shouldn't wear what pertains to a man. But
right.
I'm sure in those regions where it's cold, you understand, women had clothes that they made or put together for women. Now, a man is not supposed to come along and he ain't got nothing to wear and he's going to jump in her clothes. He's dead wrong. That's how I believe that it should be interpreted. You understand? Then he got these guys that talking about they was out there on the street telling everybody that it's all right to take a 9-year-old, you understand, as a wife, and have sex with a 9-year-old. That is not in the scripture nowhere. That's Talmud stuff, and they teaching that.
Well, it wasn't so much the scripture, because we could have approached the scriptures and showed them where that's an error. It was their bullying approach that was a turnoff. They came at her wrong. They came at her bullyish, you know, and you know all that hooping. That's right, and hooping and hollering and screaming, and that, you know, that's not gonna work. That's definitely not gonna work, you know, and that's here. And even though that's one of the largest supposedly groups in the country or around the world or whatever, that's not the approach of the Most High.
Well, like anything else.
She said she almost had to drive through them to get away from them.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, you got to be responsible for your own actions. And so when you do stuff like that, you understand, you got to get paid. Everybody gets paid, man. You understand? But you understand now, people, when people start getting paid for their actions, they turn it around as to make it a normal thing. Just, oh, that don't mean nothing, you know. That would have happened to me anyway, or, you understand, you know. They make it as though, and make it a light thing, a small thing. But sometimes the Almighty take the arm, sometimes he take your brother.
Yeah, that's true. That is so very true. Hold on a minute. Eric Cole, 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
And to strike the earth with every kind of plague.
Eric Cole, 405. Eric Cole, 405, your mic is open.
Now, when they have finished their testimony,
I think she might have pushed it by accident. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that's exactly where we were. That was the experience that she had. And it's like, that's not acceptable. But you can't make nobody do what you want them to do either. So they'll be out there. And like I told Malka, I said, what's going to happen is this thing is going to grow bigger with people like minds of us that are coming together that just want to love Yah. And we're going to figure out our culture to the best of our ability and be able to love each other and just get along until we leave here. And it's going to drown all that bully stuff out, because nobody's going to go from one abusive situation to another one. It's just not going to work. That's going to drown it out. And everybody's going to be standing around doing the things that they normally do, and it's going to move on. The movement is going to keep moving because it's got to be something positive. You can't bully anybody into doing anything you want them to do. Everybody has a right to make their own choice. Everybody does. The Bible even tells you that. Choose this day whom you shall serve. That's your choice to make. You can't make me make a choice. You know, and then you get these alpha males, and I'm not against alpha males, don't get me wrong. I love my brothers and all of that, but you can't steal your woman's choice or your wife's choice. She has to make her own choice. Everybody got to make their own choice of what they're going to do in this thing right here. For real. It's just too much. I mean, you know, it's wonderful that they're out there with the Bibles in their hand. It's wonderful that they're out there and they're teaching who we are as a people. But you cannot abuse anyone or make anyone do what you want them to do. You are only responsible for yourself. I said, wow. And it floored them because I guess they didn't expect her to know who she was. And she was like, I know who I am. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. And then they went to tearing at her. Why are you looking like this? Or why you got on this? Well, how come your hair ain't covered? Well, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, chill out. And then he had to know to give her his phone number. Here, call me when you want to learn right. Really?
Well, you know, in Hashavah Israel, the only time that a woman would wear her hair covered is when she was married. That was the signal to the other folk, the other men, that she's already been taken. You understand? Before then, she could go with her hair uncovered. So there's a lot of interpretations out here, you understand? And that seemed to work for me.
Exactly. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, though. Let people understand first who they are. It's just like the Christian church when we was in holiness. That's the first thing they did when you came through the door was try to strip you and make sure the outside looked the way they wanted it to look. And it's like, let the people come in and get to know what they're doing first, and they're doing the same thing over here because man wants to be in control. This is not theirs to govern or to rule. All we're trying to do is wake people up and let them know who they are, to keep the law to have holy days to the best of our ability, and wait till y'all comes and get us. And then when we get with him, he'll straighten out all the other stuff as to exactly how it's supposed to be done. Because nobody can do it exact in this captivity.
That is correct. And you said you made a valid point. You understand is that the man tried to assert his authority. You understand? But you know, as far as her hair being covered, I think that's a woman's thing that she needs to be to express that to the other women in the congregation or the community that they're in. You understand? They need to be able to express that to the new person. You understand? And that brings me to another point, is that, you know, you can't get out there on the street and do all of that screaming and hollering, man. Get you some pamphlets and pass them out. Say, come to services, sister. You understand? We can explain all of what we're trying to say. You understand? I think that you will get more people that way than you would get screaming and hollering and cutting people down. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, because guess what? The regular everyday person, the working person, the person who is coming into this knowledge, they ain't going to be bothered with that. They'll look at that and be like, oh, I ain't going to be able to do that. And that's where we come in at, because guess what? We don't do all that over here. You know, and it don't make you right or wrong. It don't make you all that. You come and enjoy being an Israelite. Let's learn and reason together, both Messianic and non-Messianic, because don't none of us have all the answers. And we come together and enjoy the fact that we have found out who we are. You know what I'm saying? And we can't even get to that point because they still trying to dress the outward to make the outward look like they want it to look.
I want to say this, Sister Yana. I'm listening, and I want to say this. You know, when it comes to all of that, what I'm learning from the scriptures, what I'm learning when I'm on the class and everything over here, what I'm learning is that you got to get rid of the ego. And I hear little key phrases from them guys like, we waking folks up. You ain't waking nobody up because
no.
That's the Most High that's doing all that. And you said that. The Most High is the one that wakes these people up. It's not us. We go out and try to share what he's given with us, but he's the one that determines whether they wake up or not. And these brothers out here, they're saying that they're doing it. They're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're not doing a thing. But just sitting out here, I literally do have a problem with them because I see how they interact with other people. I see how they talk to people. And it ain't even about that because one of the biggest commandments is love thy brother as thyself. They ain't out here
right.
loving their brothers and sisters as theyself. They out here, they beating folks over the head. They coming at people with this negative approach. That's not how you're going to do anything. And it's, you got to do mm-hmm. this, you got to do that. And unless they forget, we still up under the curse. We are
yes.
still serving other gods, even wood and stone,
yes.
until the last day, until we leave this place, regardless of what
that's
we're
right.
going to do, we still going to be serving the mother god. Because the first thing I would look at them and say, you drove that car over here, right? That car
mm-hmm.
dedicated to some idol, right? So how you going to tell
no,
me to do this and that? You still, unless you walk in or ride a donkey, then you still
right.
serving some other god. So they need
that's
to cool. cut all that stuff out. Cut all that mess out and understand that when you humble yourself before your house and you humble yourself to the point where you know all things about his will, then you don't have those attitudes and those desires to go out and dog people out, fuss with people. I'm not going to do it because I know everything
mm-hmm.
works through his will, not mine,
mm-hmm.
but his. And when them brothers
mm-hmm.
come to that understanding, then maybe they'll get someone. But right now, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and just say it. You know, you can't be sitting around here talking about other folk when you got a 501(c). And some Hebrew Israelite organizations say, oh, that's okay. No, it's not okay.
It's not okay
for somebody to dictate to you how you're going to teach your people. Now, who are you with the people or are you not with the people? Are you for y'all or are you not for y'all? That's what it is. And they doing their own thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some of those groups are really doing the nation a disservice. I mean, they're all into some crazy
mm-hmm.
stuff, and they're leading
mm-hmm.
a lot of people to, you know, to their nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
they, you know,
but
and
guess what?
They're
like,
doing
like
just
Reverend,
much,
go ahead, sis. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm doing just as much pimping out the people as anybody else. As
yep.
a Christian, I cannot say anything about it. And then,
that
to me,
so
I have a problem when they talk about the Mashiach. I mean, how in the world are we going to come together with that? I don't understand that. You talk about his mama.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about him. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Like Brother Donia said, they're going to get paid. But what, because some of them, and I'm not calling no names, and I'm not saying IUIC is, I don't know, but some of them are being ran by the other side to cause dissension and to cause division so that people won't come. You understand? Some things are used as a diversionary tactic to be a turnoff to people deliberately because the enemy don't want us to come together as a people and get along. They don't want that to happen. That he wants us to stay at odds with each other because guess what? Willie Lynch's been working for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and now all of a sudden we've come together with a common cause and a camaraderie that we're the Israelites, and they say, oh, no, we can't let that happen. They can't come, even though we ain't bothering nobody, we can't come together like that, and a lot of this is of the enemy to be able to cause division so that we'll turn people off. And like he said, some people got these 501(c)(3)s out here, this non-exempt status, just like a church. And you can't, out of one breath, hoop and holler about the fact that we're in captivity and we're in the land of our enemies, and then at the other breath, join with the enemy and get his certification
yeah.
so that you can take donations from people. Like you said, either you're on the right side or the left side. You can't straddle the fence. because you're going to have to decide who God you serve. Because the Bible tells you, you can't serve two masters, and you know these people are serving Satan. So you're going over here to get a tax-exempt status so that you can take donations and then turn around and preach against them at the same time. You can't do that. I mean, they're doing it, but it's, and you know, then everybody's going to wonder, whose side are you really on?
That's a fact. That's a fact. These folks are something
because
serious.
Because the Jews is the ones that run the IRS. They run the IRS. That tax exempt status and all that in the Federal Reserve is ran by them. That's their entity that they run in this country. And in order to get a 501c3, you got to go through the IRS to get that. And like you said, they dictate what you can teach and what you can't teach and how you go about it. So what are they dictating to you and telling you you can't teach?
That's a fact. That is a fact. And
I know
because
we listened to it in church. Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother, you're watching us.
I'm gonna add this to it. This is my biggest key, and I've been saying it from day one when we started trying to amp up for this prayer. I've been saying it, and I've been saying it. You know, this prayer, to me, this prayer shows who's really for y'all and who's not. Because I'm going to tell you something. We sent invitations to everybody.
Oh, did.
Nobody wanna come and pray the right way and come and say we sorry to the Most High. Nobody wants to do that. But we can make 1,000 videos, get all the glory, get all the stuff, and the only glory belongs to y'all. But we can make all these videos and stay on the street corner and berate our own people. But we can't come together as a group of people and repent for our sins of ourselves and our folks. Nobody want to do that. And if they got a problem with you leading it, being a female, then how come some of the other brothers ain't stepped up and say, hey, sis, let me talk to you, but I think it'd be a little more courteous. It'd be a little better if I led it. Because they don't want to do that. They don't want to pray at all. They don't want to do that. That's not interesting. But, yeah, I want to reach out here and get the ego and act like I'm gathering the people. Ain't nobody gathering the people. Y'all's going to gather the people. That's what it says in the Word. But they want to do what they want to do.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are here. I'm glad that there are men here and women here. And I'm glad that we have this kind of program going on and this kind of entity going on so that this is an alternative for the people who want to come, because you don't know how many emails we get from people to say, I'm through with the camp. Can I be a part of y'all study group? Can I be a part of this? Because I'm done with it. You know, because it's, when you deal with it, it's a lot of things that go along with it. I have never been involved in one. I don't know. I can only speak from what I hear people say, you know, and you can't always hold the leaders of the camps responsible when it gets to be a certain size, because people come in and say, hey, I'm from this and I'm that, and they're doing all kind of things that they're going to do. You're not going to be able to escape that. But the problem is this. If you put people out on the street corner and those people claim to represent you, they're your people out there representing you, then you need to train those people as to what to do and what not to do, because by right, she could have called the police on them and had them arrested. Because I feel like that my rights are being violated. They are not allowing me to leave and do the things I need to do, and they are really restricting my movement. And no matter what you teaching, you have no right to bully nobody into doing nothing. Now, see, she would have been wrong then if she would have took it to that level, but she certainly could have. She could have. So it is your fault when you have people out there that's representing you, and they're representing you in that manner. It is your fault. You have to do something about that because they need to be trained. And the fact of the matter is nobody's being trained on how to actually go out in the street and do that. You know, and it's like, no, this thing is getting ready to get too big. But like I said, it's going to either happen one or two ways. Either it's going to change, or the people that begin to wake up, and I'm talking about the church. I'm telling you something. It's millions of us in the church. It is. And guess what it is? It ain't millions of us in the church. We'll make up a million with the people who go to church and their family members that don't go to church. And, you know, when I was in marketing school, they always told me that the best form of advertisement is word of mouth. And when this thing starts spreading like it's spreading, it ain't going to matter whether you're on the street corner. It ain't going to matter what you're doing. It's going to be what Yah wants it to be, and he's going to gather his people. And what's going to happen is like I said the other day, is the difference between the horse and the buggy and the car. You can think you're going to hold on to the horse and buggy because you think it's more cost effective, but when everybody else starts driving a car, you're going to have to put the horse and buggy up and be in line with the way the things are going to go, whether you messianic or non-messianic. All that bullying and anger stuff, that has to go out the window because we have to move together as a nation. It's ridiculous. And that's what you're going to have to learn. And then, like I said, you can't control everybody that's a part of your organization. But when you got these people standing on the street corner in costume that represent you, you're responsible for that. And the thing is when I was in business and I was doing things for the public, you had to have liability insurance to be able to cover things that may happen, unforeseen incidents that may or may not happen to your organization because you're dealing with the public. Now you get out there and one of them guys do or say something or hurt one of these people out here, they're gonna end up suing you. Because by you having a 501c3, I'm sure they're making sure you have some sort of liability insurance. And see, you know, nobody thinks that far. So yes, you're responsible for what people say that are part of your group, especially when you're in physical contact with people, and this girl had to literally drive her car through them to get out of the parking lot. There's no reason for that. No one. You just know one. But time's going to tell it all in a minute. Like Brother Donnie, I say, the Most High watch it all. Payback time is coming. And you're not going to always be able to hide behind the fact that we doing what y'all say do. And, you know, when you read in that Bible, he has never forced you to do anything. That's why we're in captivity now. He's never forced us to say, you better do it or else. He said, you got a choice. If you do it, this is what good is going to happen. If you don't do it, you have a choice you made. And now they sanctified to the point where you better do it the way they say do it, or you wrong. Really?
I think, Brother, your Ashalon said it best. No humility. They have no humility. They have no compassion or consideration for their own kind, their brothers and sisters. When we, you know, most of our brothers and sisters are doing stuff, you understand, to survive. They sell it narcotics. It starts out for survival certain situations, even prostitution. I mean, prostitution is an age-old thing, but it got out of hand because, you understand, it's something that you're not supposed to be doing, and you can't just take that on as a survival mode mechanism, you understand? So now, you understand, we are in a bad situation here. When they take the jobs away, you understand, and they put guns and they put narcotics in the picture, you understand, we have no alternative, see, you understand, so you got to have some kind of compassion for those of us that are, you know, that got caught up in this mayhem or stuff that, you know, that's going on today, man. I have the utmost of compassion for our people because, you understand, they brought us over here. We have to do everything in this under the sun to try to survive with no instruction book.
Hallelujah. I agree with you on that point, too. You know, and I do, I understand that. But when you talk about these people who sit down in the classroom and they learn biblical scripture because they have training. They train them militarily, they train them spiritually, and they train them how to be able to market themselves on the street corner. They train them. I've seen videos where they train them. and they give them this, they drill this stuff in them, young men and older men. And when you have this, all I'm saying is, doing this type of work, you have a responsibility to make sure that people's rights are not violated. And I think that the shock for people who come over here from those places is they come with that same spirit. They come with that same combative spirit. And when they realize that we don't operate like that, it's a shock for them. They're like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. You know, well, what? You know, and we don't carry ourselves that way. They're shocked to the point where they're like, wow, you know, this is different. You know, because they're so used to being treated a certain way that at a certain point, that's all that was out there. And I remember some brothers was arguing about me teaching. A woman ain't supposed to teach. And some of the brothers stepped up. They said, she ain't breaking no law. She not breaking not one law. So, you know, when you have those type of things, it's always that competitiveness. It's all, and those are the things, Brother Donnie, are you right? Those are the things that we learned being in slavery. We learned how to compete against each other. We learned how to be egotistical against each other. We learned how to be abusive toward each other. We learned how to step on each other to get what we need to get. And those are the things that we have to unlearn so that we can learn how to love each other, because nobody's operating in love. They're not. And if we got to be made to love Esau, we certainly got to love each other. It doesn't mean we agree all the time. I see you, Erico 704. It doesn't mean we agree all the time and we come up on the same thing and we agree with every issue every time. But we have to respect each other as people and allow everybody to make their own choices. Erico 704, your mic is open. You're on air.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. If any of us is going to go out there in any capacity, a person has to be trained on what the unadulterated word of Yah, what it says, and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves with each other. We're supposed to have that love that Christ has had for us, Yahushai. So also, at the same time, we got to understand that the age that we're in, you know, that slavery is ending here. We're talking August 20th. Anyone that stands up in any nation and says that they are a Hebrew Israelite, the world is going to turn their head to see, are they representing in a legitimate one or are they misrepresenting? So we got to understand there's going to be people out there that are going to misrepresent, to stir the pot of confusion, to try to bring us to anger of saying, that's not us. That's not what we represent. That's not who we stand for. So that's why there's people that are going to be out there doing that. So it's important for us to stand for peace, stand for the unconditional love we're supposed to have for each other. And then same thing, you can't teach anyone anything if you're trying to beat them over the head with it or force them by the sword to do it. We have to present it how Almighty Yah wants us to present it. But like we were saying before, we have to become not just the stewards of the word and doers of the word. For us to spread the unadulterated word of Yah, we have to be in it and get connected to what the Spirit has reveals to us in that living word so we can share the truth with the world and lead. Because we're not just leading our nation of Israel, we have to lead these other nations. So we have to be the point, the tip of the spear of saying, this is what Almighty has said, and this is what we're going to live by.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is so very true. You know, I watched the YouTube clip where they went to another country. And it was, I forgot what country it was, but they were actually going to be on a radio show in the other country, and the ladies and the men was like, oh, man, I see y'all on YouTube. It was almost like they was rock stars, you know. We know the people in purple and the blah, 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 but I noticed something, that when they went in to the news and to the radio station, and they were getting ready to talk, the brother was like, "Shh, man, you're kind of loud." He was like, "You ain't got to be that loud." And it was a humbling moment because you could tell he was kind of feeling some kind of way because he checked him for real. Like, you know, don't come here with all that hollering and stuff. He said it very nicely, but he was like, "You know, you kind of loud. You ain't got to be there." And he started laughing. He was like, "I'm kind of loud when I talk." No, it's just you're dealing with professionals now. You're dealing with people who have access to people and that they listen to these people over the radio all the time. So these people have conducted themselves in a manner that they have presented themselves as professionals. And when you deal in that arena, you have to know how to deal in that arena. You know, and it's been so guerrilla. You know, they act like gorillas on the street corner. It's like, no, you know, when you learn how to, when you're in a certain arena, you have to act accordingly. And he checked it. He came in and he checked him, you know, and he mellowed out and he did a very good show. But the fact of the matter is, these are things that need to be taught because these young guys out here that's representing them are not representing them in a manner that's professional. Like I said, she could have called the police. And let me tell you something about here. They would have came and escorted them off the street corner. You know, because it ain't no brilliance. You don't get to do people like that.
Sister Yaina.
Yes, sir.
There's a thing called, you know, purging. They're going to purge, the Almighty's going to purge out the rebels from amongst us. But there's also a thing about cutting your own self off.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but you don't want to see that because these are things that can be changed. And you know what I'm saying? These are easy things that can be changed if everybody's about the right cause. Because we got to be, like he said, if we're going to be able to be a light to the other nations, then how in the world, if we can't be nice to our own people, how in the world are we going to be able to function with moving to the next level? And these are things that you can change. So the things that you can change, change them. Call them brothers back in and make them mandatory. Don't go back out until you guys go through training because you have to understand how to deal with the public. That a young girl that's in her late 20s, early 30s, can't walk through the thing and tell you who she is, and then there's an attack that goes on automatically. No, because you don't like what you see. Hold on. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that the order of things is where the confusion coming at is. The Most High called Levites unto himself and separated them from the rest of the tribes. And he sent only the Levites out, and they talked. And the knowledge and information they had was downloaded from heaven. They didn't go to a seminary or got taught by somebody else. Their information, they received it in a supernatural way from the Most High. Then he sent them out. And so now that we're waking up, everybody want to be a Levite, but they're not a Levite. And that's the problem.
No, clearly, because this is just, it's just no love. It's just no love. And I've been saying this since I came into the whole Hebrew Israelite community because I started out with a group that was non-Messianic, and I was the only one there and stood my ground. It was like, look, I can still be with y'all. We still family. There's no reason that we can't get along. There's no reason why. But it's been so much hatred that's been taught and so much division that's been set aside. I can't be with you because you don't believe this. And I can't be with you because you don't believe this. And I need to say, you're going to either have to believe how I believe or you're going to have to get out of my face. And it's like, that can't be y'all.
Well, see, you know, one thing that I see, you understand, I see these brothers, you know, on YouTube. I haven't seen none on 42nd Street or none of that because that didn't start till in the late 80s or early 80s. Understand where they was out there on the street like that. But what happens is that you got a lot of new brothers. just out there for protection, you understand, and to hear the older brothers expound so that they get an opportunity to get out there on the street and have their crew, you understand, and so the younger brother will learn from the older brother what to say, and because they all got to learn what the scriptures say, you understand, and they make a good appearance when it comes to expressing what the scriptures say in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
But they gotta be, you know, see, they gonna sit back, and the younger brothers are just learning, you understand? They sit back and they listen to what the old brothers is saying and how they putting it down and calling people all out their name and all of that stuff, you understand what I'm saying? And so when they get their opportunity, that's how they bring it.
Yeah, you know, it's just eventually it's not going to work. It's not acceptable. It's going to either get drowned out or it's going to cause more damage than it's good. I don't want them to stop. I think it's excellent what they're doing, that they're out there on them corners. They're out there expounding on their word. I don't ever want that to stop. I think that is an excellent thing. I mean, when I saw that, I was so proud of our men. I was like, wow, this is what I'm talking about. We finally have come together. But the approach, you know, and I understand the scripture to say, cry loud and stand not, blah, blah. We understand all that, but you still don't have a right to steal anyone's choice. All you can do is cry loud with the word of the Most High and say what the word says. You don't have a right to bomb rush nobody. You don't have a right to bully anybody. And if somebody is not doing what they're supposed to do according to the word, guess what? The Ruach is powerful enough to let you know that you're in the wrong. And if they choose not to change, that's between them and God. I mean, because my thing is, what happened? Oh, my gosh, I seen a video. Oh, my God. They was on the street corner, and it was some of our homosexual brothers. That was the worst video I've ever seen in my whole life. It was the worst video that I have ever seen in my whole life. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The Hebrew Israelite brothers was on point. That's the one group, whoever that was, they was on point. But the attack that they took from those brothers that was of the homosexual persuasion, they were disrespectful, they were ornery, they were nasty. And the women got out there and the women were showing out. It was like, wow, you know, because they didn't want to hear what they had to say. And the brother was like, you know, man, it's really terrible that you walk up on the men of God like this and you carry, I mean, got down and touched his toes and twerked all up in front of the man's face. I mean, it was terrible. You know, and you can expect that with no respect from people who don't want to hear. But them brothers conducted themselves in a way where one of them almost got out of pocket, but he called himself back, and he was like, man, you just got to pray for him, man. And they kept talking, and they kept showing out until one of them walked over, and he said, I hear what you're saying. And he was like, I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you ain't doing it right. He was like, well, how right are we supposed to do it? He was like, that's got to be my choice, and I got to make my own choice. He said, you're right, but we still got to tell you what's wrong. He said, but you know what? It wasn't him. It was the one that was sitting on the wall that was paying attention and that was listening. And it was somebody they touched out there. But the scrutiny and the things that they had to go through out there with them and the way they carried on, it was terrible. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Never. So they do go through their own share of stuff being out there on them corners. I'm not saying that they don't. And like I said, I don't ever want it to stop because that's a ministry that they have by themselves that nobody else can do. But we got to polish it up to the point where they'll be able to do it, because what she experienced, that was just unacceptable. It was. But you should have seen them. That was off the chain. One of them was doing the splits. He in front of him. And then he came up with his mouth open with his tongue lagging at him. It was terrible. He was like, you know you want some. He said, man, if you don't get away from me, I mean, just all out of it was off the chain. I've never seen anything like that in my life. So, my man, this is your man.
Well, sister, you understand.
When the women came up, when the women came up, they was defending them, and they was twerking. I said, Lord, have mercy. We got work to do. It's work to do. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are definitely few.
Well, you know, see, Sister Yaina, you understand, when you sanction certain things and it goes and they start doing stuff that goes unchecked, when it's unchecked, you can expect anything to come up out of it. You understand? You know, so these things, and then, you know, I know that your next question, well, they need to be checked. But who's going to check them? Nobody checks those folks. That's how they got to the point where they're at now. You understand? Because they started doing a little bit of stuff, then they went to the next level. You understand? Nobody checked them at that level. They went to the next one. You understand? Now you got homosexualities and women doing their thing. And it's going to be a mess. You understand? You know, so the whole thing is that the Almighty is watching all of this stuff. You understand? When we go into the wilderness, you understand? Do you think that some of them brothers ain't gonna be on the ship going back to the wilderness journey? You understand? But they gonna be checked at that particular point. You understand? You know, you know, either you're gonna do the laws and statutes of the Almighty Yah. You understand? But you're not going to the next level. Period. You understand? You know, but as it stands right now, we in a society here that anything goes. You know, they got a thing right now. They talk. I'm gonna let you go right here in a few minutes. I mean, in a few seconds. You understand? They got a thing right now. See, everything is our culture. Drugs is our culture. You understand? Wearing a sag in our pants. That's our culture. You understand what I'm saying? Homosexuality. That's our culture. You understand? Prostitution. That's our culture. All of this stuff is put into the black culture. Killing one another. That's our culture. Oh man, you understand? We living in a society where anything goes. Hallelujah.
So street preaching is needed. It's needed. It's needed. They need to be out there doing what they're doing. It's just the ones that are out there that are in violation of other people's rights. They need it. Need it. I don't want them to go nowhere, but Lord have mercy. And like I said, they get abused out there too, because that was off the chain. I mean, he really did. He was like, Lord have mercy. I said, Lord have mercy. Lord, Lord. I just had never seen anything like that. I had not. You know, and this, maybe I'm living a sheltered life, and you know, but it was just a whole disrespectful thing. It was like, wow. You know, he was like, man, we men of God, you out here up in our face. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. And he told the women, he said, this is where y'all men going. And they was out there naked. The women was naked. I'm like, Lord, so we got work to do, trust me. Because this curse is over. We have plenty of work to do because we're gonna have to start reaching our people and showing by example.
Can you hear me?
You know. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, it's very important for us as a nation to stand on Yah's word. That way we can be unshakable when it comes to standing for the truth. The enemy is going to use all the tactics possible to get us to violate what Yah has said or get us to negotiate or compromise with their stance. So they're going to be trying to do the shock and awe, because remember, this is a spiritual battle that's going on. So we have to stand on what Yah has said and be a light and a testimony to every nation of what Yah has said, and that's what we're going to be obedient to. So, yes, they may have the choice to make other decisions, but we're going to be that light of said, well, this is what Yah says on this issue. We're going to constantly reflect what Yah says, and that's how we're going to live, regardless of their decision. But we're not going to be endorsing or supporting them by not speaking out against what they're doing to society and to other nations. It's not acceptable. So we will stand against that. There will always be members of the Hebrew Israelite community that will stand on what Yah has said and will point to what Yah has said, remind each other of what Yah has said, and tell other nations what Yah has said, and that's what we're going to walk on.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And that's how we become the light. So, I mean, you know, like I said, they have their own set of issues that they go through out there dealing with all of that other stuff, trying to get our people to understand. Like you said, we have to line up to what Yah says, not any laws that they pass, because when Yah comes, that's not going to matter. No matter whether you are an adulterer, whether you're a cheater, whether you're a liar, whatever. We can't single out just that one thing, but we got to be able to let them know, you know, we live by example. You know, and this is what we're doing. You know, we're trying our best, because none of us are perfect, to line our lives up to the point where we live by the word. We're trying to do the best we can, and he knows we are. You know, but, you know, and you know, it just has to be an effort put forth, you know, because like I said, they're needed on the street corner. That's definitely something that's needed, you know, but woo, that right there, that was a lot. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And the brothers was cool. They held their composure. They didn't cuss, you know. They because they was out there playing music, and they turned the music up, and they kept on doing what they was doing, and they kept on reading the scriptures and saying and witnessing to certain people that were standing around. But it was just the taunting and all the stuff that they was doing, and they knew it was wrong. They knew it was wrong. There's no way you can do that kind of stuff and not know it's wrong. I just had never seen it before like that. I was like, wow. You know, but we gonna deal with that. Guess what? They coming out of witchcraft. They're coming out of sorcery. We got witches and warlocks that's Israelite. You know, we got soothsayers, we got tarot card readers, we got all kinds of people that are Israelites that are coming from those backgrounds. It's gonna have to be deprogrammed. And the only way we can deprogram them is, like you said, tell them what y'all said. That's all we can do. But they still got that background, and they coming from those backgrounds, you know, because who was that telling me that now everybody walking around with sage now? They sprinkling sage on the ground. It's supposed to be to ward off evil spirits. And these are Christian folks sprinkling sage all over the place. And one lady I used to know, she sprinkled salt down. I'm like, ain't no way in the Bible the Most High told us to sprinkle no salt down at the front door to keep nobody from. These are things that people are picking up from being in these nations under these different gods. They're being taught. They said there's more people, young black women, leaving the church, going to be Wicca than they are wanting to stay in the Christian church, because they now know how to work magic and how to put spells on people. So the work is getting ready to be done. It's amping up. It's a lot of work that has to be done. We have to sure enough begin to pray, you know, and we need everybody to help to be able to do this, because this is serious business right here. It is really serious. You know, it's just always something, you know.
We just got to keep toting the line. We've got to pray without ceasing as we've been commanded by Yah, and also for us to pray intercessory prayer for others as well. We have to stay focused on what Yah has said, because that's our marching orders, and that's what we're going to do, regardless of what other nations do.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, and I had one sister say, that's even lonely, Yaina. You know, you're doing the best you can, and everybody around you is living a certain way and doing a certain way, and because you've taken a stance to live a certain way and not be a part of certain things, you're dealing with scrutiny there. I said, you're going to pay one way or the other. You're going to suffer either on the front end or the back end, but you're still going to suffer. You got to suffer. This is not something that you're just going to do, and all the world is going to accept it. That's how you know the world does not know Yah. Because when you start doing the things that he tells you to do, you become the outcast. The world
That's
don't
correct.
Know him. They don't respect him. They look at you like you're the crazy one. What? You never had sex with a woman? You never done that? No.
Is that a prerequisite now? Am I supposed to have to experience that to be a part of the group? No, I've never done that before, never. But this is the this is what they're introducing to our children. Everybody's bisexual now in the younger role. I've tried it. Oh, yes, I've done it before. I've tried it at least once. And it's like, excuse me? So, you know, we that's how you know this world does not know Yah, because the whole world is doing the opposite of what the Most High tells us not to do. They're doing the opposite. Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I thank all the everybody that's on the call. I just wanted to add in, you know, when we understand and through our classes and things of that nature, am I echoing?
No, you're fine.
Okay. And you know, it's a wonderful thing in having a breath of fresh air coming to these classes, because it allows you to be able to look inward as to being able to see and understand, you know, what the word is saying, to allow you to spend the time to interpret and pray on it. And, you know, and we understand that most of these people are, you know, they Israel, but they're on a whole nother level. And the Most High talked about the fact that we are stiff-necked people. For him to even talk about we are stiff-necked people and he has to deal with us, you know, we got to deal with each other. But at the same time, when this curse is over and all these things come upon this earth, now they're talking about the giants now. They're talking about the giants. They're talking about the aliens. I mean, there's so much stuff that whether or not you wear pants is not going to be an issue.
Mm-mm.
It's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming to the forefront that, even if you were in Wiccan or whatever, people out there get ready to start coming to you saying, what is, you know, not us, but those other people, and for them not to be able to perform or do those things, it's getting ready to be a lot going on. But like the brother said, and like you always say, we got to live it. We got to live it. It's not, if you understand anything about the Bible, it's telling you that there are many, many, many different nations in the Bible. But after you pull away all the leaves and look at the pure fruit, the one that's actually trying to do what it is and not persecuting our brothers and looking at one another and downtrodden, you got to do it in love. Like you say, we have to do it in love and we have to live it. That's all we got to do.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is going to work itself out, because the Most High is definitely, he already know the kind of people that, you know, we are. We stiff-neck and haughty and we all kinds of things, but we're not supposed to be. And we know that he's getting ready. He's going to address those people accordingly.
Yeah,
as long
that's
as
true.
We stay on the path, people are going to keep coming because they want to know what is the truth. And they're going to come and ask you. They want to know. So, you know, just everybody stay planted, and, you know, because I've dealt with brothers like that too. And I'm not going to fight against them. I just have to say, well, the Most High is going to have to, you know, reveal that in his own time. You know, I give thanks to everybody being on this call. I do. Hallelujah.
All praises to the Most High God. It's a beautiful thing to be conscious today and be in a place where you can reason together with both men and women, males and females, and share the camaraderie that we share, you know, without there being any animosity, hatred, or feeling some sort of way, you know, and be able to grow into being an Israelite, understanding what's going on around you. Because, you know, the more you realize that who you are, it's like my uncle said, it's like an onion. The more layers you peel back, the more you're going to keep on peeling back. And you need a support system. You really do. Yah has allowed us to create a support system. And it's a beautiful support system that we have to be able to call each other up and say, hey, I need prayer.
You know, I'm saying that for real. I need you all to pray for me continuously because I'm under constant attack. It never lets up. So, you know, I just want to say to all of you all, we have discontinued collecting money for the young lady. Thank you so much. I think in total we ended up with $420. Everybody that gave, thank you so much. We will be sending out thank you cards. And for you all who did it over the internet, we will be sending you out a thank you card through the internet so that you'll be able to get those. But she really appreciated it. She broke down in tears. You know, they're trying to work something out where they don't just kick her out in the street. They kind of put everything on hold, and they're trying to work with her. So, you know, just keep her in prayer, her and her children. And, again, thank you so much for all the support because that's love. When people can say, hey, I understand, I want to help. And I know everybody wanted to help and you couldn't, and it's okay because every time you can't give all the time. Sometimes you ain't in a position to do that. And we still not finished with the event we happened in September, but that was something that took precedence, and you all stepped up to the plate, and I really do appreciate you. You're a great bunch of people on this call, and y'all have called you all together for such a time as this. And what a group to have. I mean, you know, because we got to be able to show love. And then guess what? And we do that for each other when it's necessary, when we need it. You know, so on that note, it's time for the class to end. But I have enjoyed the show. And like I said, I don't want the street preachers to stop. I think it's needed. But it's got to be a point where somebody has to be able to say, hey, man, you out of order. You can't bully nobody now. You know, and it's enough brothers out there doing that will do that. And, you know, and if IUIC get a hold of this tape and they listen to this, that's the experience that my niece had in Cincinnati, Ohio. She experienced that in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, it's not something somebody else told me. This was directly at her. So we wanted to let, you know, everybody know this time to change. We got to be able to change. Area code 405, I'm going to let you on real quick. You want to say something?
Yes, Sister Yahina, I just want to offer you a word of encouragement because on yesterday's Bible study, you said that the Most High had led you to that topic, and mm-hmm. I know He did because I had brought some guests on so that they could hear. That was exactly what we were in discussion with, and I just gave them the number and told them to come on, and maybe if they have any questions, they could, you know, ask you. But it seems like you hit it right on the head, the nail right on the head. Exactly.
Wow, that was Yah.
Yes.
Wow,
so,
that was the Ruach.
That's why I wanted you to know that it was Yah that led you to, you know, to that topic. And it was for me, and for the guests that were on, and mm-hmm. I appreciate it. That's all I wanted to say. Hallelujah.
All praise and hallelujah. You know, I felt it. I felt somebody was there. I felt that. I mean, I felt the Ruach take over, and it, like the lady said, the puzzle pieces just fell in place, and it was powerful. So all praises to the Most High Yah. That's how we want it all the time. We want Yah to take over and let Him run the show. Because I was sitting back in awe, like, wow. You know, and I'm just the person He used to speak to, but I'm just sitting back like, wow, you know. And that's how we want this. We want Yah to be in the front. I ain't trying to be in the front, and I want Him to take over and be in control. And I think that everybody on this call is humble enough to be able to say that too. And that's what matters, and that's when He can use you, when you say, not none of me, but all of you. And we move forward in this thing. And that's when people can see that the Most High is the head of us and He rules this thing. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to say something before we leave. And I'm going to start with you, area code 405. I'm going to open your mic up. What would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
All praises to the Most High and to encourage everyone to continue on and be vigilant in everything and know that the Most High is soon to come to deliver us, and just be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Area code 214, Sister Levia.
I just want to say to my brothers and sisters to have patience, long-suffering, and prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Leonard.
Well, I just wanted to talk about a lot of people say love, and when you understand where we're at, we at the end. And so the Most High brought the flood in love. He kicked us out of the lane in love.
Yep.
And so he sent them to Egypt in love. That's what he told David, that he was going to afflict them with children of wickedness when they got out of line. So it's a thin line. And when you say love, it's a thin line to it.
All right. Shalom. Area code 704, what would you like to say?
Well, all praises to the Most High. Let's, as a nation, let's be encouraged and understand that we are His chosen. We are His chosen people, and we have a very important role to play in this entire realm. So it's important for us to stand the word, learn the word, teach the word, share the word, spread the word, stand on the word. That way we can be that light that we're supposed to be on top of the hill. Also, understanding that everything that Yah has said is true, no matter what anyone else says, and all of the word that's been written, whether the books have been taken out or are still there, is relevant for every age. Always remember, that's what it's about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 919, what would you like to say?
I would just like to say to keep your spirits humble before the Most High and trust in His love of us and His power to protect us.
All right. Hallelujah. Area code 757.
I just wanted to let everybody know to have a Yah-filled week, and He is with us.
All right, area code 602. Brother Yerushalayim.
I just want to say let's continue to pray for each other, pray for our nation, and let's pray that His will be done on this planet, on this earth.
All right. And last and certainly not least, Brother Donia, what would you like to say?
Shalom, this is Donia. I love each and every one of them with the undying love that I have for the Almighty. If we trust in the Almighty, He will deliver us out of this mess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on that note, the group has spoken. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to continue this on out. And we thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you there. Shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week.